Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, D.C., this Wednesday, January 4, 2023. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri, welcoming you all to our first show in 2023. I hope you all had a great holiday and compliments of the new season. Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are looking at the Zimbabwe exemption permits that are expiring this June. Some of the 180,000 permit holders living in South Africa may face deportation if they don't regularize their status. But first, a look at what is happening in the United States of America, the House of Representatives, where Republicans are fighting over the new speaker. Republicans are in the process of taking over the House of Representatives following recent elections in which they defeated Democrats by a thin margin to land the speakership. Members of the U.S. House of Representatives meet again today with the task of selecting the next Speaker of the House a day after Republican Kevin McCarthy's bid for the top job hit a brick wall. Some of his critics, who are Republican hardliners, say he is unfit to be the Speaker of the House of Representatives. But McCarthy claims that he is being supported by former President Donald Trump, who is linked to the January 6, 2021 riots at the Capitol Hill. The Tuesday session marked the first time in 100 years that neither a Republican nor a Democrat won the House speakership on the first round of voting to become the leader of the 435-member chamber. McCarthy failed to win the speakership in three rounds of voting, with 20 Republicans opposing him in the latest round. With the fourth round of voting on tap, it was unclear whether some of McCarthy's opponents would abandon their opposition to him or whether new candidates might emerge. There were a number of nominations yesterday, but still the House failed to pick a winner. The winner is required to garner 218 votes.
Madam Clerk, I rise to nominate Kevin McCarthy for the position of Speaker of the House.
The gentleman is recognized.
For unity in Congress and progress in our country, Democrats are united behind Hakeem Jeffries. I recommend Hakeem Jeffries as our Speaker. Thank you, Madam Clerk.
The tellers agree in their tallies that the total number of votes cast is 434, of which the Honorable Hakeem Jeffries of the State of New York has received 212. The Honorable Kevin McCarthy of the State of California has received 202. The Honorable Jim Jordan of the State of Ohio has received 20. No person having received the majority of the whole number of votes cast by surname, a speaker has not been elected. For what purpose does the gentleman from Oklahoma rise?
Move to adjourn until noon tomorrow.
The question is on the motion.
All those in favor say aye.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no.
No.
The ayes have it. The motion is adopted. The House stands adjourned until noon tomorrow.
That is what happened in the U.S. House of Representatives yesterday, where members failed to pick the next speaker. They are voting again today, and voting is currently on in the fourth round. And I think we will be updating you on what is happening there as it goes on. But at the moment, it's a seesaw between McCarthy and Jeffries from the Democratic Party. And now to South Africa, where about 180,000 Zimbabwean special permit holders living, studying and working in that country will face deportation if they fail to regularize their status before their permits expire at the end of June, as stipulated by President Cyril Ramaphosa's government. To date, only 6,000 out of 178,000 permit holders who live, work and study in that country successfully applied for alternative visas to legally stay in that country. The Zimbabwe ambassador to South Africa, Mr. David Amadziripi, yesterday told VOA Studio 7 that his office is preparing to conduct an audit to ascertain the number of Zimbabwe exemption permit or ZEP holders living in that country who are willing to return home ahead of the expiration of their papers in June this year. Wongo wadio watereri, tinogamchira ene mufaro, imi, nemi watarira, tukukanganwei, mchirongwa chedu cha nasi, che Life Talk Diaspora Forum, chatino tarisa, shiruku sangala nezu, zaro te Zimbabwe, shiruku nzekwe nyika. Uri msue chitatu, ndira 4, 2023. Nasi muchirongwa tiri kutarisa nezvesarudzo dzekutsvaga mutauriri wedare reparamende remuAmerica reUS House of Representatives idzo dzapinda muraundi rechina nhasi zvichitevera kushaya akasvitsa mavhoti anodiwa emazana maviri negumi nemasere kana kuti 218 pasarudzo dzakaitwa nezuro pakati pevaikwikwidzana. VaKevin McCarthy vebato reRepublican Party havaitariswa kukunda vaHakim Jeffries vebato reDemocratic Party. Vavari kukwikwidzana navo vakazotadza kupinda ivo vaMcCarthy kusvitsa mavhoti aya mushure mekunge mamwe mavhoti aenda kune dzimwe nhengo dzebato ravo reRepublican dzakakwikwidzawo dzakatora mamwe mavhoti. Izvi zvakaratidza kusabatana kuri mubato iri. Uko kunonzi nevamwe kunogona kupa mukana kuna vaJeffries kana nhengo dzeRepublican Party dzisiri kuda vaMcCarthy dzakazofunga kuvhotera bato ravari kupikisana naro kana nhengo yebato ravari kukwikwidzana naro remaDemocrats runove ndo riri kutonga. Tiri kutarisawo zviri kuitika panguva ino muSouth Africa kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe. Takatarisa kusvika kumagumo kwemagaro magwaro eZimbabwe exemption permits mukupera kwachikumi wegore rino. Izvo zvichasiya zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri munyika iyi zvanga zvichishandisa magwaro iwayo eZEP zvisisina magwaro kana kuti zvakugara zviri kunze kwemutemo. Asi muzinda weZimbabwe uri munyika iyi kuburikidza nemumiriri kana naambasada vaDavid Amadziripi takataura navo nezuro parunare vakaudza Studio 7 kuti aiwa vari kuita gadziriro yekuona kuti muzinda ungabatsira sei zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kufunga kudzokera kumusha panopera kushanda mapepa azvo ekuti zvinge zvichigara nekushanda zviri muSouth Africa zviri pamutemo. Panyaya yekutarisa sarudzo dziri kuitwa kuno kuAmerica tichange tichiedza kukupai kuti zvive zviri kuitika asi makwikwi aripo pari zvino sarudzo dziri kuenderera mberi dzatanga manheru ano pakati pavaMcCarthy vebato reRepublican Party navaJeffries vebato reDemocratic Party vari kungoita siso kana kuti kwira mudenga dzika kwira mudenga dzika. VaMcCarthy zvino vane 182 mavhoti vaJeffries vaine 194. Tisakanganwa kuti munhu anza ndiye akunda anenge achifanira kuwana mavhoti 218. Totarisa nyaya dzatinadzo mudariro. To help us discuss these issues, we are joined by Dr. Vusumuzi Suwanda of the African Diaspora Forum, who is in South Africa. And we are also joined by Mr. Timu Muringai, a member of the Citizens Coalition for Change Party, and is based here in the United States of America. We are also trying to reach out to Mr. Regis Vusango Charumbira, who is the chairperson for North America province for ZANU-PF Party. But at the moment, we have Dr. Vusumuzi Suwanda and Mr. Muringai on our show. Welcome to our show, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Good evening and good evening to listeners.
Thank you so much, Dr. Suwanda. Muringai.
Thank you very much, Wajonga. Thank you very much to the listeners.
Welcome, welcome. Maybe I can start with you, Mr. Muringai, looking at what is happening in the U.S. House of Representatives at the moment. What can you say about this vote? It's going into the fourth round, and they say this is the first in 100 years to happen.
Well, I think that we are looking at democracy at play, where people are pushing people that have their agendas at heart. We know that Mr. McCarthy, he was a proposed designated speaker before we got to this vote yesterday. But as it looks right now, he looks like he's losing to the Democratic minority speaker, Mr. Jeffries, at 208 and 190. So we are just watching the votes going and watching democracy at play.
And still on you, Mr. Muringai, we see that it's definitely that Mr. McCarthy is not going to make it again in this fourth round, because already Mr. Donald, who is also from his party, the Republican Party, has 20 votes at the moment, which means he will not be able to make the 218. What does this mean to the Republican Party?
It means that they do not really want Mr. McCarthy to be the Republican speaker at the moment, because we saw that yesterday it was Mr. Jim Jordan who was nominated to face off. Now it's a different person. So we are looking at a party that is in transit and in confusion and really not knowing who they want to be leader. Maybe they do know, but it's not Mr. McCarthy as we can see for ourselves.
Thank you so much, Mr. Muringai. Please do stay on the line. Dr. Aswanda, your take on what is happening in the U.S. House of Representatives.
Well, look, I think it's just like what we have had. That is actually politics at play. I mean, where we are seeing that in contrast to what we have seen happening in Africa, where people always want to stick to party line, you know, voting. And, you know, people cannot see, you know, competition even among themselves within a political party as being healthy. So that shows probably maybe the maturity of democracy, and that, you know, it doesn't have to be an issue that must be finalized within a particular day, but that things, you know, are allowed to proceed up until, you know, people have had time to really think and reconsider their position.
Mm-hmm. But we are looking at the voting pattern here. Those who are opposed to Mr. McCarthy, but they are from the Republican Party, are voting on their own and they have their own agenda, but are not supporting the opposition. Although they are opposed to Mr. McCarthy, they are not voting for Mr. Jeffries, who is from the opposition party. What does that mean?
Well, look, again, we will tell us about the differences in policy, you know, within any particular political party like the Republicans, that people don't have to hold the same view and vote realistically, you know, on any direction that, you know, is seen to be by the majority in a particular political party. They could be having their personal interests, but I think most important, even though they might not really directly vote for the opposition per se because of the differences, but they are very aware that in going in and splitting the vote, they do not agree with the person who belongs to their party, because they don't think that is only going to advance, you know, the political policy standing, but they don't agree maybe with his leadership. So ideally, I think the important thing is for us to realize that it becomes a certain level of maturity and understanding to allow us to have a separate opinion completely distinct from a political party position and the majority of the people in our grouping, even if they have a particular view, but that we're individuals, we're entitled to our own separate views.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Slander. Please do stay on the line. Mr. Muringai, before I throw a question in Shona to you, let me just update on the outcome of the fourth round. Mr. McCarthy garnered 201 votes. Mr. Jeffries, 212 votes. And Mr. Donald, 20 votes, which means, again, Mr. McCarthy failed to win, meaning they are expecting the 50 vote now, that is expected now. Ndodzoka kwamuri vamuringai nerurimi rwaamai. Tichitarisa zviri kuitika mudare reparamende reAmerica. Patiri kuona kuti vari kuita sarudzo dzekutsvaga mutauriri wedare. Asi papa ine tarisiro yekuti neuwandu une bato reRepublican rinove rinopikisa reDemocratic Party riri kutonga muAmerica. Ndova neuwandu muparamende. Papa ine tarisiro yekuti vaMcCarthy, vaKevin McCarthy vanongopinda vachisarudzwa nenhengo dzebato ravo. Asi tiri kuona kuti nezuro vese kwakaitwa sarudzo yakwana kuita nhatu pakashaya akakunda vachikwikwidzana navaHakeem Jeffries webato reDemocratic Party vachitokundwa zvakare navaJeffries musarudzo idzodzo kunyanga hazvo vazi Jeffries nokuti bato ravo harina uwandu hwakakodzera kuti vanga vachibva vangopinda asi vaikwikwidza kusvika pa212 votes dzavaiwana pamavhoti 218 vaingoshota nematanhatu chete kana 6 kuti vange vachisarudzwa nhasi taona vachipinda muraundi rechina raita kuti vakwikwidzane zvakare takaona kuti vaipikisa vaMcCarthy nezuro nhasi vadoma zvakare nezuro vakanga vakamboisa vamwe varume vaviri nhasi vadoma mumwe murume zvakare wechitatu vaDonalds vanove zvakare vawana mavhoti makumi maviri zvichireva kuti vaipikisa vaMcCarthy nezuro vangoramba vakamira nedanho iroro kunyange paiswa mumwe murume akasiyana nevakavhoterwa nezuro zvinorevei zviri kuitika zvichitarisa nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika muAmerica vamuringai
zvinoreva izvo kuti vaMcCarthy vane problem kubato ravo reRepublican Party pane vanhu vasiri kuwirirana neagenda yavanenge vachaunza nyangwe vane sapoti yafomer president Donald Trump saka zviri kureva izvo kuti pane zvekuda kugadziriswa nokuti pakanzi panga pane maconcessions aidiwa nemarebels eRepublican Party avanga vasina kuadressa but vakanzi vakaadressa ese saka nhasi tikuona kuti varambidzwa futi kuti vaite speaker wedare reparamende saka tichaona kuti pa60 voti yavachaita vanenge vakwanisa here kuunza vanhu vese pamwe chete kuti vaone vision yavo
tirikuona kuti vanhu ava vari kuvhota vachiteera mapato avo zvokuti veDemocratic Party vanongomira nebato ravo maRepublican kunyange vasiri kuda vaMcCarthy vari kuramba vakamirawo vari kubato ravo dai papa ine imwe nzira yekuti vari kupikisa vaMcCarthy vangadai vaenda vachinovhotera vaJeffries veDemocratic Party asi izvozvo hazvisi kuitika zvii zvamungataura panyaya iyo
tiri kuona kuti pave neinonzi toxicity in politics kuti hapana vanobvumirana nevamwe verimwe bato kana pasina kumira nezveagenda yepati saka ipapo ndopanenge pane dambudzikowo kuti zvamataura izvo zvechokwadi kuti maRepublicans vanomira nemaRepublicans asi vari kuvhotera mumwe munhu asiri maCarthy muRepublican Party maDemocratswo akashoterwa nemavhoti 6 amuri kutaura iwo saka dai kwanga kuri kare zvakamboitika ndofunga kamwe chete kwekuti vaHakeem Jeffries vaikwanisa kunotora vanonzi mamoderate kana kuti vanhu vari pakati kuti vanhu 6 vavavhotere but zvinenge zvichakonawo saka tichaona kuti zvichamira sei pamberi apo
thank you so much rambai muri parunhare baba Swanda ndaikumbira kuti nerurimi rwendevele mungoti dimu nyaya tiri kukurukurai yezviri kuitika kudare reparamende kuno kuAmerica kuti munofungei kwatiri kuona kuti vaMcCarthy paraundi yechi4 yekuvhota he failed again to reach the 218 threshold meaning that now they are going for the 50 speaker vote in Sindebele
esikubonayo okusenzakala kwenda kusenemika ikakhulukazi kulolukhetho olesikhulumisa sephalamende sibona ukuthi ngempela abeqembu lama-Republican bayehluleka ukuthi noma bebaningi kwi-House of Representatives bamthole umuntu wabo lo abamkhethe ngobuningi uMcCarthy sokuze kufike amahlandla amane njengoba sekusiya kuhlandla lesihlanu lokhu kusikhomba khona ukuthi abantu noma beseqembini elilodwa kwezepolitiki kodwa bavumelekile ukuthi babe nemibono engahambelaniyo iyehlukane kwelabanye abantu hhayi lokhu esikubona kujwayelekile ukuthi umuntu ma enga umbono wakhe uhluke kunabanye abantu ephakathi kweqembu lezepolitiki sokufanele ukuthi mhlawumpe axoshwe kulele qembu kumbe njalo akavunyelwe ukuthi abe nombono ohlukileyo kusikhomba sobala ukuthi zikhona izinkinga kuleli qembu lama-Republicans okufanele ukuthi ngabe bayalilungisa ngoba le nkokheli le abafisa ukuthi ikhokhele ngoba sebesiyehlangene lekuhlanu nje kukhomba khona ukuthi kukhona abangayisimile mhlawumbe kufanele ukuthi bona njengeqembu lama-Republicans bafuna umuntu onemibono nendlela yokusebenza ethanda yibo bonke abanye abantu ozothanda yibo bonke laba bakhethe ukuthi baze banqobe ngoba sokusiyehlangene lesihlanu kanjena kutho khona into ekugcineni kungagcina ukuthi engizabona laba abangabahlamuki kuma-Republicans ababuka njengabahlamukileyo bagcine mhlawumbe benikeza ivoti labo kulaba bema-Democrats okungaba yikulahlekelwa kakhulu kulaba bama-Republicans. Kungakho sisithi into esifundayo ukuthi kubalulekile ukuthi umuntu ahlale enomqondo wakhe yena yedwa avumeleke ukuzicabangela.
Thank you so much. Siyabonga kakhulu baba. Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. And for those just joining us, this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. Today we are talking about the Zimbabwe exemption permits, and we have been discussing about what is happening in here in America, where the U.S. House of Representatives is voting for the next Speaker of Parliament. And don't forget that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And now we are taking a brief break, and we'll be back shortly. And now to South Africa, where we are looking at the Zimbabwe exemption permits. Dr. Swanda, we heard from the embassy that it is preparing for an audit or to ascertain the number of Zimbabweans who are willing to be assisted to go back home or be repatriated to Zimbabwe. What's your comment on this?
Well, look, from the time that the issue of the exemption permits started, we had an engagement and we spoke to the ambassador to try and ascertain and find out, you know, how the embassy was going to be, you know, helpful or to assist, you know, the Zimbabweans. Of course, I mean, at that stage, you know, the ambassador said, look, they probably do not have, you know, much in terms of financial assistance, especially for those that might have difficulties, you know, relocating, you know, to Zimbabwe. So we are hoping that in this particular audit, maybe also because, you know, things have changed, the government will have a more proactive, you know, approach after their audit in terms of, you know, either, you know, transportation, you know, the logistics as well in terms of, you know, resettling the people back in Zimbabwe, because some of the people that, you know, are going to be going back to Zimbabwe are adults that were born in South Africa and they have never been to Zimbabwe. When they get back to Zimbabwe, they will need, you know, places where they will reside, because some have obviously started families, but some are not people that can obviously go and stay back, you know, with their parents. Some, and a lot of them are small and medium business, and I mean owners or owners that obviously do not have formal employment. And we would be very happy to ascertain, to find out if the government will be in a position to allow them to repatriate, you know, not only, you know, their personal property, but those business, you know, properties, you know, that they are going to use for their trade if they go into Zimbabwe. Assume that, you know, people, for example, have been doing small-scale farming, or people have been in construction, so they've got a number of, you know, a vehicle that they were using for construction, that such vehicles would be allowed as, you know, they ensure that it's for trade, so that they can maybe continue maybe to try and practice the same business, and that the government is going to assist them, not to charge them, you know, tax when they go to the border, because that would be a defeatist, you know, attitude, as it will discourage, and in fact, it will push down these people from taking their trade with and bringing it into Zimbabwe. So there are quite a number of issues that we would be very happy, you know, to see if those issues are going to be addressed in this particular audit that the ambassador is speaking about, because they are very crucial issues, especially considering that a huge percentage of the exemption permit holders were not, you know, maybe formerly employed in big companies,
thank
but
you.
They run their own businesses.
Thank you, Dr. Smara. Please do stay on the line. Muringai Manzwa, Nyatru Kurukura Yeguti, zvizvaro zvezimbabwe zvinema Zimbabwe exemption permits zvatarisana nekudzoka kumusha kupera kwajune asi kune vamwe vanonge vakuda kugadzirira kukasika kuenda zvinhu zvichakanaka hurumende kuburikidza nemuzinda wezimbabwe kusouth africa vari kunzi vari kugadzirira kubatsira vanhu ivavo munotii nedanho iro richiona kuti vakawanda vanga vachichema kuti havana nzira dzekufamba nadzo
kana zvakadaro to thank you, Dr. Fusumuzi, taura kuti vanenge vari kuita steering committee yekubatsira vati vakataura na ambassador. Saka with that, we just want to say we appreciate those efforts. Nokuti tinoziva kuti kutransplanta munhu kubva in an area yaagara sezvo zvavataura kuti pane vamwe vakazvarirwa muSouth Africa vasati vamboenda kuZimbabwe. It's an adjustment shock. Saka kana government iri kuita iro basa rekuti ichavabatsira kuti vave nenzvimbo yakanaka, we want to say it's a good thing.
Vavasvanda lesindevele amafichane kungoti gagaga tinzwe nyaya iyo yekuti vari kuti muri kutambira sei sesangano urongwa hwekuti hurumende yakagadzirira kubatsira vanda kudzokera kumusha.
Ndisingathi thina kungaba yinto enhle kakhulu uma uhulumeni engakhulume njengoba ummeli lo osengqongqoshe waseZimbabwe lapha eSouth Africa, u-Honorable Hamad Ziripe, esithi bafuna ukuthi babheke ukuthi bangasiza kanjani abantu. Ngoba ekukhulumeni kwethu naye phambilini babethi abanayo imali ukuthi basize abantu ngendlela zokuhamba, okunjengokuthi mhlawumbe amabhasi nento zokuthutha impahla zabo. Singajabula kakhulu uma ekukhulume ekwenzeni kwabo bangasitholela batholele abantu bafuna ukubuyela ekhaya, imoto, amabhasi, mhlawumbe nendlela ezithile zokuthwala impahla zabo, ngoba abaningi abanayo imali eyanele ukuthi bakwenze lokho. Kanti futhi kungajabulisa kakhulu ukuthi abaningi ngoba bebezisebenza lapha eSouth Africa bavumeleke ukuthi bathwale impahla yabakade besebenza ngayo bahambe naye kwelaseZimbabwe, hayi ukuthi uma sebefika eborder bese bekukhokhiswa intela, ngoba lokho kungavele kwenza ukuthi labo bantu bangaqaleli ukuqhubeka besenza amabhizinisi abo. Njalo kube nezindawo ezokuthi abantu bangahlaliswa kanjani kwelaseZimbabwe, njengalokho abanye sebezebazalelwa kule ndawo kodwa sebengabantu abadala abasebenemizi bengeke baphinde bayohlala emizini yoyise nonina. So kungajabulela kakhulu ukuthola ukuthi hlelo luni lolu i-embassy yaseZimbabwe okhulunywa ngungqongqoshe abaluhlelayo ukuthi basize ngayo abantu.
Thank you so much. Mr. Muringai, we have spoken to some Zimbabweans who are not willing to go to the embassy to get assisted by this center. Some are not even willing to go back to Zimbabwe, depending on the reasons why they skipped the country. What can you tell them on this issue?
It's like each fears for everybody is different. So we know what the political environment is, and we know that in July we'll have elections. We know what the history of our country is in terms of that. So I would say that they have feelings that are averse to going back home. Then there's something that needs to be done on the political field, like we always say. Like, I don't want to specify, like we always do, because this is a thing of the exemption holders, but we know what the political situation is.
Thank you. Dr. Swanda, your last word, 30 seconds, for those that may be afraid to be assisted by the government.
Well, look, I mean, it is natural and there is very little that we can do, obviously, to force that because of the political circumstances. But obviously what we are saying is that there are processes in court, you know, that are also trying to deal with this whole issue of, you know, exemption permits. that might take a bit of a long time. So we can only say that those are, that, that are facing challenges may need, you know, to consult other organizations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
To give them advice.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. We have come to the end of our show. We would like to thank our guest, Dr. Vusumuzi Swanda of the African Diaspora Forum, and Mr. Tim Murindai from the Citizens Coalition for Change Party, and also you viewers and listeners. This is Jonga Kandemiri in Washington, D.C., saying good night.